This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. More information is emerging about the indictment faced by former U.S. President Donald Trump, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Two people familiar with the indictment handed down against the former president by New York grand jury told the Associated Press that Donald Trump is facing multiple charges of falsifying business records, including at least one felony offense. The indictment against him remains sealed, but details were confirmed by people who requested anonymity. Meanwhile, a letter from Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg to three Republican House committee chairs urges them to refrain from inflammatory accusations, withdraw demands for information, and let the process proceed without unlawful political interference. I'm Norman Hall.
The head of the UN World Food Program is warning billions more dollars are needed to feed millions of hungry people.
The 12 to 18 months is critical. And if we back off the funding, you will have mass migration and you will have destabilization nations. And that'll all be on top of starvation among children and people.
David Beasley praised increased funding from the United States and Germany last year and urged China, Gulf nations, billionaires, and other countries to, quote, step up big time. A top Ukrainian official on Saturday criticized the symbolic blow of Russia assuming the rotating presidency of the United Nations Security Council. Quote, it's not just a shame, it's another symbolic blow to the rules-based symbol of international relations. Andriy Yermak, the Ukrainian president chief of staff, wrote in English on Twitter. On Saturday, Russia took over the presidency of the UN's top security body, which rotates every month. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Sudan's military leaders and pro-democracy forces have said they will delay the signing of an agreement to usher in a civilian government. The postponement of the signing comes as key security reform negotiations between the Sudanese army and the country's powerful paramilitary forces appear to have reached a deadlock. A meeting will be held Saturday, quote, to set a new date for signing the final political agreement. Sudan has been mired in chaos after a military coup removed a Western-backed power-sharing government in October 2021. Pakistani police say they have arrested eight people following a deadly Ramadan stampede in the southern city of Karachi. Hundreds of women and children rushed to collect free food and cash outside a factory in an industrial area of the city. Business owners during the Islamic holy month often hand out cash and food, especially to the poor. Police said Saturday the arrests include the factory manager, who did not tell authorities in advance about the food and cash giveaway that took place Friday. A safety coordinator on the set of the American actor's Alec Baldwin movie Rust has entered a guilty plea and was sentenced to probation under a plea deal with prosecutors in the accidental shooting case from 2021. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Safety coordinator and assistant director David Halls was one of three people charged in the death of Helena Hutchins on the set of the Western movie Rust in New Mexico. Halls was convicted of unsafe handling of a firearm and sentenced to 6 months probation. He also agreed to plead guilty to a negligence charge. His lawyer asked that there be no prison time, saying Halls was extremely traumatized and rattled with guilt. Alec Baldwin and movie armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed have both pleaded not guilty to charges of involuntary manslaughter. I'm Jackie Quinn.
TikTok's top attorney is highlighting safety measures for the app, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
TikTok's head lawyer says app officials and Chinese parent company ByteDance have not heard from the Biden administration since TikTok's CEO testified in Congress last week. TikTok General Counsel Eric Anderson offered the update to a tech conference in San Francisco. Anderson also said TikTok has given user data to the U.S. government in response to requests related to law enforcement. Leaders at the FBI, CIA, and officials at other government agencies have warned that ByteDance could be forced to give user data such as browsing history, IP addresses, and biometric identifiers to China's government. I'm Norman Hall.
I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.